Lord Jesus, thank you for the cross. Oh, did we have sin to put up there? Oh, we're getting free. We're getting cleansed. Father, we ask you to forgive us and set us free from all of these things. Lord, from trying to be in control and make decisions for other people. Forgive us for making decisions for other people. Forgive us for thinking you aren't big enough to lead them, to speak to them, to reveal things to them. Father, forgive me if I made decisions for my children based on fear, full of control, and therefore I didn't train them up to trust you, to seek you, to seek your word. Forgive me, God. Help them now, Lord, to have a real relationship with you. I just feel the Holy Spirit's just digging deep in some of you right now. There's no condemnation in Christ, but he really wants you to give it to him tonight. I feel the Holy Spirit saying, some of you, he has dealt with this over and over, and you just won't let go. And I really feel like there's even a spiritual warning tonight. You had better let go. You are driving your children right into the devil's traps. So, Father, we come in agreement to stop these schemes of the enemy. And Lord, we pray for one another that you would reveal these schemes, that you would teach us to trust you. Now, Lord, I just pray that whoever needs a healing of the broken place to get free in this, Lord, that you would give them dreams, that you'd give them visions, that they would just have a knowing, that you would take them back to that childhood place so that you could come into that place, Lord Jesus, and bring wholeness so that they can get free. We just speak that now in the name of Jesus over the people in this place, that there would come a revelation to their spirit, whew, as how this happened, how they chose to make decisions for everyone else. Lord, that you would just show them when they did that, and you would break that in Jesus' name. Whoa. Lord, that they would deal with that fear of other people's decisions affecting them negatively. That they would break inner vows. Say, Lord Jesus, I break any vow that I've ever made that no one will tell me what to do. That I am able to figure everything out for myself. Father, forgive me. When the enemy called me dumb, are incapable. Forgive me for taking on an independent spirit that says, I'll show you. Think about it, folks. You think you're really going to show the devil anything he doesn't know? So he'll constantly make you fail. He'll constantly make your independent decisions blow up in your face. You need to repent of them so God can get involved in it. Father, just break these vows. Show people these things that they've, vows they've made when people have hurt them, when people have said lies about them. Lord, help people deal with the fear of being not that smart. Help them deal with that fear. Help them feel, just deal with the fear. And just show them, Lord, who they are in you. Set them free, God. Now, Father, I want to say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for where I've decided I wasn't going to make any decisions. And I let others make decisions for me. And I let others, especially my children, make decisions they were too young to make. Father, I break the power of a scheming, whoa, calculating, oh, spirit that figures everything out in my head, making sure I turn out okay, which keeps me feeling selfish and not able to hear you. Father, forgive me. I break the power of this scheming spirit, ordering my steps, making plans for me and my family. I cancel that spirit. I command it to go. Whoa, whoa, ha, in the name of Jesus. Whoa, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I will yield to you, Holy Spirit. And you will teach me. And you will guide me. And you will lead me. And I'll be led by peace that passes all understanding. I take back that territory in my mind of decision making. I take back, whoa, that's that area of my mind that's made for analyzing. Whew. And I command darkness out of there in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, I yield these places to you. I have the mind of Christ. I can do all things, including making good decisions, because of Christ who dwells in me. I break the power of protecting self. I break the power, whoa, of hanging on to my idolatry, of living for leisure, of looking out for self, making sure everything's taken care of for me. God, I give it to you. You'll take care of everything. What matters to me matters to you. Father, I give it to you. Forgive me, Lord, how this has affected relationships. Forgive me, Lord, where I failed my children. Forgive me, Lord, where I failed my parents, where I failed my spouse. Forgive me, Lord. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal me, set me free, and Lord, fix all these relationships. Give me your wisdom. Give me understanding. I want wisdom and understanding. And you will give me the strength and the grace to obey you. Father, thank you that you love my children. You love my spouse. You love my parents. You love all my friends. You love all my relationships. And you have great plans for them. I want to be light. I want to pour out light. Father, I forgive myself for controlling others and causing so much hurt and entanglement. And Father, I forgive myself for letting others entangle me and make decisions that I should have been making. I forgive myself. I start new today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I start new today in Jesus' name.